This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We've gotten news on the Kevin Jackson Show that must be reported, and that is the Royal Dutch and Duchess, or whatever, what are they, the Brits, they're expecting their third child. And you know what, I'm not going to lie to you, every time I hear this, these types of things, oh, the royal family is expecting a child, I think to myself, who gives a crap? Anyway, welcome everybody. I am Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Maybe you are like me and you believe that your children are royal as well. You believe that your children deserve, that the world deserves to know your kids. I don't care that whatever these princes, I don't even know their names. What was it, Harry and something, right? Something like that. It's not Harry. He's dating the chick that used to, that was on I don't know, that Suits, the show Suits. I think it's Harry. He's the redheaded one, the one that so wants to not be a royal. He wanted to serve in the military and not, you know, be under the protection of the, you know, SAS and all these other people that make sure that he's okay. Because if he gets kidnapped, you know, and all that, it's a big deal. And he's like, when can I just be human? You know, why do I have to be a royal? I respect that about him. And he's dating this chick, you know, from the movie Suits. She's, you know, okay. I don't know her name. But it's a big deal. I've seen it on the tabloids. That's the only reason why I know when I go to the grocery store to buy my rotisserie chicken. Then I look there and I see the girl with the hair. And I'm like, oh, that's that girl from Suits. Dating the younger of those two princes. Whatever the, I don't even know the other one's name. And he's the more famous one. And I think he's married to, what's her name, Kate? Is that her name? Kate. And she seems like a nice enough one. They got, what, two kids, a four-year-old, a two-year-old. Why do I know this? I did the research in order for the show. But I swear to you, I don't even know this boy's name. But anyway, now they're expecting their third child. And when I saw it, you know, of course, I had to read the article because I'm going, who cares? Why do you want me?
Well, they've got a four-year-old and a two-year-old, and now they're expecting their third.
Okay, great. They're keeping them 2 years apart. How many are they going to have so we can just know that 2 years from now we'll be talking about the fourth royal baby? Royal my behind? Wait, royal what? By bloodline.
Well, their bloodline is pure.
Such a crock. You mean your claim to fame is being born into wealth and being given the best of everything. You know, it didn't matter what this kid wanted to be. Whatever he wanted to be, they were going to give him the royal treatment. Pardon the pun. But he was going to get the best tutors, the best, you know, teachers, the best advisors or whatever. Can you I just stop for a moment and think. If you could take all the trappings of life off your plate so you don't have to worry about what clothes you're going to wear. You just go and get fitted. You don't have to worry about what car you're going to own at 16 or drive. You don't have to worry about what school you're going to go to. You don't have to worry about the food you're going to eat, how to make a buck, how to sew a button on a shirt. It's coming to America. You remember the Eddie Murphy movie, Coming to America? You'd have bathers, for goodness sake. I mean, I know that's kind of a joke, but who knows, right? I don't live that life. I don't have a life of privilege. When people talk about white privilege, let me tell you, whatever they dream up for you American white people listening to this show, the royals make y'all look like the poorest people of Africa. You look like the pygmy in the, you know, with them little distended bellies and wearing those loincloths in comparison to the royals. There's nothing you can tell me, oh, Kevin, yeah, I bought that new Ferrari. I look, Ferrari? Enzo Ferrari makes special cars for the royals. The royals will look at your brand new Ferrari and go, oh, nice car. Man, please. And so we extend that. Look, if Britain wants to have a royal system, congrats. They do all. Japan's got the royal family. India's got the they've all got the royal family. We finally got ours. We got the Trumps. Yeah, top that. Rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Don't make me go to Melania. Don't make me mention Melania.
Shoot.
Yeah, what you got? A Kate's a cute girl, but she ain't no Melania, right? The queen, I mean, I'm sure back in the day she was, you know, okay. But she ain't no, she certainly no Melania. I haven't seen the Indian royal family, you know, wife or the Chinese or the Japanese, whatever. I haven't seen any of them. I haven't seen any of the royals and their wives. I've seen Trudeau's wife. She ain't no Melania. I've seen Macron's wife. She ain't no Melania. Yeah. We got a royal family. And you know what? They were royal on their own. Unlike the royal family of Britain where they roll out the red carpet. And if the Brits like that, they've been trained to like that. I want you to think about that for a second. You got a royal family that's worth billions of dollars. I don't know what they're worth, but it's a lot. And they're worth lots of money. And they've never worked a day in their lives. Their job is to be royal. I guess that's kind of a job, you know. Kevin, your job is to be a snob. What? And I'll do it right now, you piece of crap. You get out of my face. Where's my security? By the way, before you leave, please rub my feet. Thank you? I'm sorry, I take the thank you back. I don't have to thank you. Rub my feet! I mean, that's it. Be a professional snob. And I'm not... Look, I get it. These are not necessarily... They don't have to be snobby. I already said earlier, the younger of those two boys, Harry, I think's his name, he wants to not be royal. And I can understand why. You watch all this, and you gotta just say, can we be normal? Can I just go out and play kickball? Can I just go get me an ice cream with my boys? Can we go to a skate park without, you know, having all this Secret Service and all this other stuff, and people know he's a royal? Pictures of me everywhere I go, paparazzi, you know, it's got to get sickening. But I'd still like to try it, wouldn't you? Come on now, yeah. At least just for, what, a couple of 10 years, 20 years or so. I get it. All your life? Oh, man. Royal baby. It drives me crazy. Always has. I mean, I think about my sons. These are royal kids. These are amazing kids. And, you know, the good thing is, they're in obscurity to some degree, and they will come into their life. They already have. They're coming to their lives on their own, and I think that's great. They will make their place, their mark on humanity. But it bugs me that, you know, somebody can have royal kids, and we got to get an announcement every time it happens. Anyway, tons to talk about. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. So in case you've been wondering what's happening with the Russiagate, we have an update. Dun, 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 dun. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad to be able to give you this public service announcement. It turns out that Donald Trump may have been trying to build a building in Moscow. That's right. Adam Schiff called what Trump was doing dishonest. Get this, a businessman who builds big buildings in major cities might have been tinkering with the idea of building a building in Moscow, a Trump Tower in Moscow. And they say that's the smoking gun of his relationship to Putin and fixing the election. This is too funny. Oh, man. So here's what Schiff says. The president was dishonest when he said during the campaign that he had no business in Russia, was pursuing no business in Russia. Schiff told Dana Bash on CNN State of the Union. He added that the proposed project or others like it could have spurred the Trump campaign to take a more favorable stance towards Moscow. that. So Donald Trump was supposed to suspend his business activities. What is he in the business of? I'm sorry, in the business of. What is he in the business of? He's in the business of building buildings. I'm going to say erecting buildings so it doesn't sound redundant. Erecting buildings in beautiful places. And it, that would be like saying, was he pursuing business in China? He had business in China, you fools. Donald Trump was getting his products made in China. Does that make him ill? He can't do business there. The Chinese, they're the enemies of America. What are you talking about? He's doing business in China. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe this is the stretch? If they were pursuing business in Russia during the campaign, that might have influenced the positions that the candidate took in more pro-Russia directions. Let me ask you this, Adam Schiff, and all you lefties out there listening. What do you think Hillary Clinton was doing? She was working with rogue governments. This woman was working with half, with almost all of the Middle East. She was. What country did this chick not touch? And I'm talking, just saying, grabbing them by the naughty bits. Hillary Clinton, tell me a country she didn't have some interest in. Oh, it was for the Clinton Foundation. That's the stretch we have now. Think about where we started. That you would have gotten the impression that Donald Trump and Putin golfed together, went on some rich man's yacht and plotted taking over the world together. You can barely link these two. And because some lawyer said, hey, look, we may one day build a building in Moscow. We don't know. We'll check it out. You see what we were talking about? And the Democrats worry about their image problem. The image problem is they're seeking anything to go after Trump, and people get it. We understand this. Wow. How deep is your love? How deep is your hate? How deep is your hate for Trump? How deep is your... Look, if Adam Schiff... Personally, I want to see somebody attack Adam Schiff. I really do. This lying Democrat, dishonest to the core... And by the way, CNN is still promoting this as like, you've got to be careful. Look at what we've uncovered. We've uncovered Donald Trump being a businessman. Wow, I'm shocked. I don't know how you guys feel. I'm shocked. The nerve of Donald Trump to propose a building in a big city where he could possibly make a lot of money. Whew. I'm taking my money out of Trump right now. His stock will take a big hit when Kevin Jackson removes his ruples. What's it called? Ruble? What is it in the Russian currency? Like a ruble? A ruble? I've never been to Russia. I want to go. If I go to Russia, I'm telling you right now, I will meet with Putin. I will. And I may go check out Edward Snowden while I'm there. But I will meet with Putin. People are, Kevin, Putin's a racist. Really? So is every Democrat in America. You know, I bumped into them, but I would meet with Putin. Here's the thing. Maybe I meet with Putin and he goes, you know, Kevin, before I must tell you, black people, I've always felt worse. I don't know. I don't know the word to I would want to use here, but you have changed my mind, my friend. You're very different than most people I've seen. And I must tell you, I know this sounds rather racist. But you've changed my mind about black people. I'll go, well, you know what, Vladimir? It is rather racist what you said, but I understand what you're trying to say, okay? And what I want you to do is you need to give black people a chance. All we are saying is give black people a chance. Here's a Coke and a smile. Me and Vladimir would teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Why shouldn't I go visit this man? You know he's got to think black people are stupid after watching 8 years of Barack Obama. You know. Vladimir Putin is going, this is the best black people could do for themselves. How pathetic to have this black man. He's only half black, too. You know Vladimir was making fun of this dude. Wow. But the influence of Donald Trump in the campaign. I want you to remember where we were. We went from collusion to cheating. You know, they're cheating. And here's what they're doing. They're colluding. They got the Russian hackers. And all. Explain to me how Russian hackers are involved with Donald Trump's proposal to have a building built. I just want to know. I mean, that's what he does. If Donald Trump had said, I'm thinking of maybe having a golf course in Moscow. How's the golfing community in Moscow? And they go, well, we don't golf very much. Well, that's it. That's a change. That could all change. Yeah, yeah. I could see Trump convincing them. We could have we'll bring over the International, you know, Golf Association, and we'll do some things, and we'll make Russia bigger. We'll make it better. We'll make it huge. It'll be bigger than China. Because Chinese, man, they have lots of golf tournaments. They love golf. Don't ask me why, but they do. They freaking love it. I want to go back. I'm fixated on this. What is it that the Democrats hope to prove by saying Donald Trump was going to build a building? How do they think this is going to hurt him? How do you go from Russian hackers and Guccifer and influencing the election and all to saying he was going to build a building there? Well, look, that ties it all up neatly in a bow. No, that makes you guys look pretty stupid. I want you to go have a conversation with the Democrat and say, hey, we finally got Russiagate. It's ended. Donald Trump may or may not have wanted to build a building in Moscow. What are your thoughts? How does that link to making the election illegal and all these other things that where we started? Is this why we had a special counsel so we could find out that Donald Trump is a businessman? Wow. I'm amazed. And you know what? There's Mueller. He did his job. Donald Trump is a businessman.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, the world is now mad at Kim Jong-un, who apparently has detonated a hydrogen bomb. That's a big bomb. Now, he threw a shot over a missile over Japan, and now he's got the hydrogen bomb. And I don't know what... Look, I got to tell you, this is a dangerous situation. I'm not worried about it from our perspective. We got a lot more bombs and there's a lot more things happening against North Korea. But just the fact that this guy would do this, I think, makes it pretty reckless of him. I mean, he's been holding the world hostage over this for quite some time. I don't want to cover it too much because I think there's a lot more to this subject that needs to be covered. And needless to say, it's not meant to be a funny subject per se, but I find humor in it. That the guy continues to provoke us. I don't want to cover this in a lot of detail right now, but I do want to talk about a couple of tweets that came out. One from the president, where he said the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking is not the answer. I don't know how much we send North Korea, but when we cover this in more detail, we will have all the answers there. And secondly was a tweet where a guy says, North Korea fired a missile over Japan, Houston is underwater, free speech is under attack, and the media is talking about Melania's shoes. Wasn't that the most idiotic thing to talk about Melania's shoes? I didn't even read the article. I don't even know what they were talking about. All I know is when I saw Melania, she was wearing flats. They looked like Vans. And she had her, you know, little white shirt on, her cap on that said either First Lady or FLOTUS or something. And she changed one to say Texas. And she was there to support Donald Trump in Texas. More than Michelle ever did in any hurricane situation. So what was I don't even know the brouhaha. Was she in stilettos? What was the big deal? Does anybody know? Give us a call, 844-551-8255. If you do, or send me a note. I don't get it. And meanwhile, North Korea, subsequent to firing a missile over Japan, test an H-bomb that registers 5.6 to 6.2 on the Richter scale, something like that, which tipped us off that they had done it successfully. Now, what do you do? Anyway, we'll come back to that. Because we have more pressing news, like, for example, the rumor that Brad and Angelina could be consciously recoupling. Did you hear about this? You remember when, what's her name, that weirdo chick from, what's her name? She was in the Iron Man movies with Robert Downey Jr. I can see her face. I can't remember her stupid name. See, I'm going to tell you right now, my mind, you guys should be trying to get into the mindset of Kevin Jackson. Let me tell you why. Because I don't remember these idiots. I remember their actions, but I don't remember their names. If you said to me, I know she's Blythe Danner's daughter, and I don't know why the name suddenly came to me, but whatever her name is, when she divorced her husband who was with Coldplay, if I'm not mistaken, then she says we're consciously decoupling, which of course means they're divorcing. But with all Holly weirdos, she's got to come up with a new term that doesn't sound as bad. That's the snowflake version of, we got tired of each other, so we're leaving. Okay, we're consciously decoupling. Like they're trains. And somebody's going to come along and click, click. Okay, you're decoupled. Your trains are now free to move along the track in any way they want. Oh, man. Sometimes these stars can just crack you up. I can't remember her name. Now I want to remember her name. Dang it. Anyway, forget it. I don't even want to know. Don't even tell me. But so she consciously decouples from Coldplay, Gwyneth Paltrow. Dang it, you, man. Gwyneth Paltrow. How could you forget a name, Gwyneth? You talk about wanting your kid to get beat up. Name him Gwyneth. Name your daughter Gwyneth. What is there an equivalent boy's name? There's got to be. You know, like Fauntleroy. Name your son Fauntleroy. You better teach that kid how to fight. Gwyneth. Is it any wonder this chick is a loony? But anyway, I'm not even talking about Gwyneth Paltrow and Coldplay boy, even though the term consciously decoupling came up. That's the only reason why I brought her up, just for your information. But so I bring up Gwyneth Paltrow because she consciously decoupled from her husband, which of course is divorcing. And then I see this headline, Brad and Angelina are not consciously recoupling. And I thought, wow. Leave it to the left to give you a crazy lexicon because they don't like a word, but they'll take a word like marriage and they'll go, well, that now applies to gays. No, it doesn't. Consciously recoupling or decoupling or marriage and reuniting or whatever. Divorcing or reuniting. We have words for stuff for a reason. So, You consciously divorce, and they go, well, it's consciously decoupling. You reunite with your person, and they go, oh, that's consciously recoupling. Versus what? Unconsciously? If we're doing it, if you unconsciously recouple, then somebody has to go to jail, right? I'm just saying. You know, you can't be unconsciously recoupling. Not as the perp, or, you know, the person who's awake. The unconscious recoupler is a victim. Doesn't the left know anything about their own rules? Oh, my gosh. Hey, here's a story for you. This one's kind of interesting. I don't know who Gigi Hadid is. I saw her picture, and she's obviously a very attractive young lady, a Victoria's Secret model. Need I say more? I mean, come on. And so she apparently is not pulling out of the 2017 Victoria's Secret fashion show over accusations of racism. Now, there was a report that said she was pulling out of this thing. And it was posted in the Hollywood Life. Now, I know you're going, Kevin, why are you telling me this? I'm telling you this because I want to talk about the bigger picture. Now, if you want, Google Gigi. Google Gigi Hadid. Pretty girl. She's obviously not... I don't know what her DNA says, but this chick is not like fish belly white. She ain't no Gwyneth Paltrow, okay? Her last name is Hadid, okay? That should tell you something. She's probably Arabic, and she's definitely got some Middle Easterners. She's an exotic looking girl. She's a beautiful young lady. I mean, okay, she's hot. She's a Victoria's Secret model. I already said it. Why are you guys looking at me like I'm crazy? So, but she had accusations of racism, and some gossip rabbit, she's going to pull out of the thing. Well, it's going to be in Shanghai, China, this event. And what did Gigi do? Gigi, is it Gigi or Gigi? Gigi? Gigi Hadid. What did Gigi Hadid do? Funny you would ask. They said she wouldn't, some of the people were saying she wouldn't be welcome in China after she seemingly mocked Asians by squinting her eyes in a video that was uploaded on Snapchat in February. Now, folks, when I tell you the left doesn't have enough to do, somebody is looking for racism with an Arab supermodel named Gigi, and they're saying she squinted her eyes. Let me ask you this. You racist? When you, all of you are racist, you white folks. I know you are because I've seen you on the beach, and you know what you'll do when somebody goes, oh, look up at that kite, and you put your hand over your eyes, and then you squint them. You racist against Asians. All of you, you're awful people. Squinting your eyes is now racist. Even Chinese squint, just FYI. I mean, I know their eyes may be a little thinner, but they still squint. The sun does not discriminate. How much time do you need to have on your hands to go look at a fashion model and go, oh my gosh, she squinted. Did you see that? My goodness, I can't believe in a video she's actually squinting. She's going to model in China. And that is just such an affront to the Asians. Well, it's not an affront to the Indian Asians. They don't have thin eyes. See, everybody Asian is not yeller. Some of them are brown. I'm not talking about Indians that are red, like in the United States. It's just, you got to be, look, when I tell you that the left, they look for things to be upset about, I give you Gigi Hadid. If I was looking at a video of Gigi Hadid, I would not be looking at how she squinted her eyes. I'll put it there. I'm going to leave it there. All right? I suspect many of the fellas who may not even know who she is, if I say she's a Victoria's Secret model, you would agree.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now that the president might be looking at pulling back DACA, the Dreamers Act.
Yeah, I mean, I actually don't think he should do that. And I believe that this is something that Congress has to fix. Let me back up for a second. President Obama did not have the legislative authority to do what he did. You can, as an executive, write law out of thin air. And so that's very, very clear. We made that very clear. Having said all of that, there are people who are in limbo. These are kids who know no other country, who were brought here by their parents and don't know another home. And so I really do believe that there needs to be a legislative solution. That's one that we're working on. And I think we want to give people peace of mind. And so I've had plenty of conversations with the White House about this issue. And I think there's a, and I think the president as well has mentioned that he wants to have a humane solution to this problem. And I think that's something that we in Congress are working on and need to deliver on.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Paul Rhino Ryan, surprisingly siding with the Democrats against Donald Trump. I know. And the Republicans take issue when we call them rhinos. And people want us to be civil. They say, let's act with civility. Act with civility, folks, when we have people fighting for our side. If we have people fighting for our side, we could be civil. It is three against one. Certainly two against one. The Democrats and Republicans are against you, period. Unbelievable. After watching, and I watched the video, but you heard what Paul Ryan had to say. You have to know, folks, that we are not represented. We have a one-party system in America. Because Ryan pulled a John McCain. McCain campaigned against Obamacare when Obama was in office and pretended that he was representing us. He was outraged. And, you know, in all the pomp and circumstance it goes with,
oh, I can't believe that he would do this to the American people. The American people deserve better than the American people. Now, I tell you what, the American people and the American people, Obamacare is an abomination, blah, blah, blah.
And as soon as Trump says, let's get rid of it, then McCain decides, well, you know what? I don't like Donald Trump, so I'm going to be for Obamacare now. Everything that he said about Obamacare leading up to that was just nonsense. And Paul Ryan just pulled one of these. Essentially, what we have here, folks, are two egomaniacs who couldn't make it as president, and now they're taking out their passive-aggressive, butthurt attitudes out on President Trump, but mostly out on you. Because, think about it, McCain is now anti-Trump, and so he is fighting the repeal of Obamacare, which he knows would be better for the economy and the American people. And we've got Paul Ryan, who wants to appeal to the sensitivity of Americans with respect to DACA. And what is DACA? Let me just tell you. June 15, 2012, under Obama, Secretary of Homeland Security announced that certain people who came to the U.S. as children and meet several guidelines could request consideration of what they call deferred action for 2 years. And it was subject to renewal, which, of course, they renewed it each time. So it was a ruse of the left, because what Obama knew is by allowing children into the United States under DACA, eventually their parents coming over or becoming part of the United States would be a foregone conclusion, because who could separate parents from children? And he limited the program to 2 years so that he wouldn't overstep his authority, which, of course, DACA certainly does. So along with allowing children to enter the United States under special circumstances, DACA also lets kids go to work. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because that's a critical component. When you think of children coming to the United States, you're thinking of 4 or 5 year olds. You're not thinking of 17, 18 year olds. You're still a child in the eyes of the law at 17 years old. In some cases, up to 26, you know, for Barack Obama, you know, in terms of Obamacare and things like that. Or if you're in college and things like that, he will extend it. Now, allowing you to work means you've got another anchor, if you will, into the economy. Now, all these dreamers, as the children of illegals are called, were essentially given a reprieve under DACA. The government deferred action against them using what was called prosecutorial discretion. So the discretion of Barack Obama said, look, we're not going to prosecute you. We know you're illegal, but your parents brought you over, and you may not know any different. Now, there are kids 17, 18 years old that came over knowing that they weren't brought over by their parents. You know what? So I don't know what the provisions are, but I promise you DACA is meant to cover every single illegal child here, no matter of their circumstances. And I will interject right now and tell you, if you're a kid and you're 1 or 2 years old, or up to, say, 5 or 6 years old, you know you were, you don't know that you were where you were born. You just, you know, you're a victim of circumstance.
If your parents are, it's like if you're the children of a criminal, somebody who's committed murder and moved to Ecuador, and starts a new life. You don't know that your dad or your mom killed somebody in their country of origin, and that's why you're in Ecuador. All you know is you're in Ecuador. So I certainly understand that. I believe the majority of Americans understand that. We get it. But deferred action doesn't provide lawful status, but what it did was it greased the skids to permanent residency and ultimately citizenship, and it gave you a reason to say, well, look, I've been a good member of the community. I've got a job. I'm going to college. I'm going to be somebody. And so Trump recognized the ruse of this, and look, he hasn't completely we don't know yet what he's going to do. He may do it, he may not. But supposedly he's going to end it. But I think he recognizes the ruse of the program. And yet, Paul Ryan comment, I actually don't think he should end DACA. I believe this is something Congress has to fix. Well, sure. Because Congress is so amazing at fixing things, right? Look at the job that they've done fixing Obamacare and fixing the taxes and fixing all the other issues that Donald Trump's been talking about. McConnell and Ryan, the fixers. Let me back up for a second, Ryan said, and he went on to explain his position. President Obama didn't have the legislative authority to do what he did. So why can't President Trump undo it? It would be that simple. For him to come along and say, President Obama did not have the authority to do this, therefore, I am giving this power back to Congress, and I am rescinding DACA. Unbelievable. And he goes on, these kids know no other country, brought here by their parents, don't know another home. He says, there needs to be a legislative solution. And he goes on to talk about, we're working on it. Well, what, Paul Ryan, have you been vacationing? You've been golfing? What? These problems that are involving immigration have been going on, folks, for decades. We've allowed the left to essentially run over us with the 14th Amendment. It says, if you have a baby in the United States, it's a United States citizen. That is patently ridiculous. So we have that to deal with. And then we have the notion of, well, people have come here, they didn't know. Look, let me tell you something. I get it. Trump has already said that he would look at citizenship for children brought here illegally by their parents. It was evident. I've heard him say it. I watched his lips move. He understands the plight of these children who were brought here and don't even know that they're not citizens of the United States. But that said, you can't allow what's been happening with illegal immigration to continue. And that's what we've done. We get more and more sad stories every single day. A guy in Texas during the flood, they found out, oh, he's an illegal. Oh, he's a good guy. He speaks great English. Oh, leave him alone. Leave him alone. Look, I get it. He seems like he's a good guy. For every one of him, there's somebody like him that's over here dealing drugs or, you know, prostituting women or doing whatever. So we have to look at this and say, look, guys, I understand there's going to be some carnage. And that, you know, there are going to be cases of people deported who are good folks. But get in line. We cannot take the onus of this. Leftists know the folks. They know how we think. And they're lobbing up. They're lining up these sob stories. They want to make this a moral dilemma for America. But it's not, folks. The moral dilemma is on the countries who persecute their citizens, whether economically or otherwise. The onus does not lie with America. We prop up these countries who then take advantage of us, and it's time it ends.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.